Matt Greenwood with you on KGF Sports Talk. I'm speaking to Brad Hagedorn, head coach of the Sekman girls golf team. We're going to talk about the team at districts, which begins on Wednesday at the links of Dardenne and O'Fallon. But before we talk about the team aspect of it, going to focus our attention on Claire Solovic because she deserves a lot of attention here. She's going to be going to Central Missouri once her high school career is over with. So there's one final opportunity for this senior to win a state title outright. Her freshman year, she tied for first. It's been a couple of second and third place finishes, if I recall correctly, the last couple years. And here she is in a position after winning the Suburban Conference Golf Championship to maybe get that state title that she's been seeking. Coach Hagedorn, happy to have you on the program. I don't know even where to begin with Claire Solovic, because if you look at the results, it's kind of hard to choose where to start, but I'll let you do the honors. What a talent on the golf course Claire Solovic is.
No doubt about it. One, thanks for having me, but definitely she deserves every piece of recognition that she gets. She's been so consistent in her 4 years being a part of our program. She's represented our program extremely well. But everything she does is consistency. She goes about her day, her round, every single time. She knows what she wants to accomplish. Obviously, you have different days of, different parts of your game are going to work and you're going to feel different ways. But she finds a way to post that score that she's happy with or close to what she would be happy with, depending on what's working each day. And a lot of the times, it's every piece of her game that's working. So it's been a pleasure to watch. You put her up in the number one group of pretty much every tournament she's been involved in. And not only get to watch her, but you get to watch the top girls in the state every time out. And she is right there and put her name up at the top of the state every time she goes out. So she's been a very fun to watch. And I really can't wait to see what she does here in these next couple weeks.
Yeah, no kidding. Let's talk about that Suburban Conference Golf Championship that she won. It was at the Crescent Farms Golf Club. She shot a 71. And, I mean, no greater pressure in a conference championship than kind of being neck and neck with, and someone we'll bring up here in a second, but neck and neck with an arch enemy, if you will, a great rival in Brooke Bierman. From Lafayette, but to sort of be neck and neck and birdie your last two holes to win a conference championship, that shows a lot about who she is as a golfer as well, doesn't it?
It does, and again, when you're at her level, you're going head to head with the three other people or the main three competitors that you're going to have every round. You're going to be playing with, and her and Brooke have been paired together. Seems like every event that we're at with Lafayette, it's her and Brooke paired together. So they see each other, they know with each other, they play each other in the summer. So they're very familiar with each other. But to see her come out and compete, and to be honest, she didn't have her A game in that round. And I would say Brooke probably feels the same. But they found a way to score, and they both put up unbelievable rounds and the shots that they're able to create and hit. But Claire struggled with the putter a little bit for most of the day. She was hitting good putts, just wouldn't fall. And then to be able to, on her last two holes, not only that, to make the putts, but she put herself in great position on the green to give herself makeable putts. And in those pressure situations, she was able to knock two down. And it got herself a second conference championship to add to her resume. And I think, again, it'll give her a little bit of confidence boost, moving forward. That again, hey, I didn't have my A game, but I was able to shoot a good score and beat a very good field overall, but also a very good competitor with Brooke. So I think that'll benefit her moving forward. But again, she's been in so many pressure situations, not only in high school, her straight champion, her state tournament rounds the past 3 years, but also in the summer. And I think that's one thing she handles really well is she keeps her head in the game and she keeps moving forward. Good shot, bad shot. She knows what she wants to accomplish and she finds a way to get that done.
Coach Hagedorn, I didn't mention at the very beginning, she tied for first at state her freshman year, finished third as a sophomore, third as a junior, an opportunity for her to get that outright state championship. But it starts with the districts, and she's got to get through that. But, I mean, based on her resume and her past experience, you almost feel like it's guaranteed she's going to be able to get through, barring an unforeseen injury on a swing or something like that. But the links of Dardenne and O'Fallon, that's the golf course you guys are going to have your district tournament in or at. Talk about that golf course and what challenges it might pose for Claire, if any at all.
It's the district tournament. It's one of those situations. I mean, I think it's hard to say that she's guaranteed to move forward, but I think the level of her game, as you said, there would have to be a pretty unforeseen circumstance to arise for her to not qualify and move on through districts. Links of Dardenne is a course that she's very familiar with. We play it, you know, a couple times a year. We were just out there for a practice round yesterday afternoon. It's very wide open, which it allows her to hit pretty much whatever shot she wants. She's comfortable with the driver on almost any hole. I think in the last 2 years, her highest score there is a 3 under par 69. She's got a couple 68s, 69. So it's a course that I think she's very familiar with. But she is, I think, at that point in her career, she just wants to qualify, but adding a third district championship to her resume would be something I think she's really striving for, because, you know, that's what, yes, the goal is to get to state, but every time she steps out to that tee box, she wants to win, and she's got that drive to do so. So I think the links of Dardenne will set up very well for her game.
Speaking of Brad Hagedorn, head coach of the Seckman girls golf team, talking about Claire Solovic, maybe one of the best talents in the Jefferson County area for girls golf, if not the best. And coach, as far as the districts go and kind of how it operates for those not familiar with how the district tournament is set up for girls golf, can you explain it for us, please?
It's 16 teams from all over the area. I know Jackson, Farmington, Rockwood Summit, Koryezu, Nerick Hall, Fox, Northwest, among several others. And they play one round of golf. Districts is one round, 18 holes. Sectionals is 18 holes. And then the state becomes 36. But out of districts, it's the top two teams qualify, and then the 15 best scores that aren't included in those teams qualify on to the sectionals. So it's a pretty good amount of golfers that show up to ready to play. And so you have two teams, and then the next top 15 scorers move on to sectionals.
All right, very well. Thanks for doing that for us. Speaking of the team aspect of things, how does your team, besides Claire Solovic, shape up for districts? How do you feel about their chances of advancing?
We have some girls that are right there on the bubble. They've shot some scores that are going to be right there on the edge of qualifying through to sectionals. And we've kind of had that the last couple of years, one or two girls that if they shoot well, you know, they're going to give themselves a chance. And I think we have that this year. We're very young with, you know, two freshmen and one sophomore moving on, along with one junior and Kylie Murray. And on any of their best days, they have a chance to move on. But I think it's going to take a very good round out of all three of those, because, again, Links of Dardenne is a course. I think there's going to be some scores are going to be a little bit lower than they were last year during our districts at Fox Run. But, again, I think they have some confidence. They shot out there. They played in a tournament out there at the Links not long ago, and they all shot well, and they know they left some shots on the course. So if they can go out and, you know, recover a couple of those shots that they lost, you know, they're going to put themselves in contention to be able to move on.
All right, very well. A few more things for me, Coach, and then we'll let you out of here. The names of the other girls on your team besides Claire Solovic, and then where is sectionals and where is state as far as girls golf goes?
The sectional round will be back at Crescent Farms golf course in Eureka, and then the state tournament is in Bolivar, Missouri, at Silo Ridge golf course.
And the names of the other girls that round out your team, Coach?
Oh, the other girls are Kylie Murray, junior, and then we have her twin sisters that are freshmen, Izzy Murray and Mia Murray, and then Katie Weinrich. It'll be our district team.
All right, very well. Well, Coach Hagedorn, appreciate the time, and good luck to Claire Sullivan and the rest of the Sekman Jaguar girls, and we'll be keeping an eye on it and see just who advances and all that stuff, and hopefully Claire is able to pull out that state title, that outright state title she's looking for.
All right, sounds very good. Thank you for the coverage.
You're very welcome. That is Brad Hagedorn, head coach of Sekman Girls Golf, joining us today on KJ Sports Talk.